The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Monday. Oh, it's manic. I see the phone calls. Could you hold? Oh, Lordy. I'm going to try to get to 877-970-2999. Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al Gattulo. It's 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. A lot to get into, and I'm reading all the social media, and we'll get into it in a big way. We wanted to open the airways right now for Dr. Wednesday Martin. She is a cultural critic at large, number one New York Times bestselling author. Look at this. Her latest book is Untrue. Dr. Martin, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Good. I love your name. I love
Thank you.
Just Wednesday on a Monday. I love it. And
I'm partial to the name Joe. It's my dad's name.
Oh, there you go. I love it. And Joseph, did they call him Joseph or was it Joe?
They called him Joe, like you.
Yeah,
so I'm having a lot of identification right now, a lot of positive transference.
Dr. Martin, well, we want to talk to you about your book and a few other items in the news, but first I have to I just get to this Me Too movement thing. I mean, as a woman, I always say, mm-hmm. because I think with the whole Judge Kavanaugh thing, with the whole Dr. Ford, and I say what I want to say, and good, bad, or indifferent, but I think mm-hmm. this is a woman's territory, really. So what is your – do you address this in your book, Untrue?
I got a little bit into Me Too and Untrue. You know, the timing of a book is never perfect. Stuff starts happening, and you have to revisit. And Me Too was important to revisit. So I view everything through the lens of anthropology, right? The study of humans comparatively, comparing humans to non-human primates like monkeys and apes, and comparing humans to other cultures. So when you ask me about Me Too, what I see is probably different from what other people see. I see that in women sort of saying what they didn't want and what they didn't like, they were opening up a space to say what they did want and what they would like sexually. And I'm hoping that we get there to that opened up space, because in our evolutionary prehistory, women were pretty sexually powerful, and female pleasure was as important as male pleasure.
Hmm. Well, now I'm embarrassed, but that's okay. We appreciate you.
Being... That was tame. I was being gentle with you.
Got Nicole Swift the second there on Wednesday. That's okay. I got this. I try to keep, I'm like an old dinosaur, you know. When I'm on the elevator and after the show and I get in the elevator out of the studio and there's women on the elevator, I hold the elevator door for the women.
But we love that. There's nothing wrong with that. We want that to continue. I want you to teach my sons to do that.
I stand.
I want all young men to do that.
If a gal gets up from the table, I stand like that. I'm like that. Is that too much, do you think? And
I don't think that's too much at all. I think women appreciate it. And
yeah.
I think that, we're living in times that are confusing to a lot of people. And that's why I like to turn to comparative studies to understand who men and women are. And it turns out, you know, that a lot of the science that we've been fed about who women are and who men are socially and sexually is untrue. And I really sought to get at that in my book. But don't stop being a gentleman.
Oh, thank you. Because I always try to do that. I always try to be respectful. I feel so old-fashioned. Then I'm afraid, by the way, Dr. Martin, I mean, I'm afraid to say to a woman, wow, great dress. Wow, you look beautiful. Wow. I mean, I'm just afraid I'm going to get in trouble. And I have to do a caveat. Can I compliment you? You almost have to. How did we get here, Dr. Martin? How did we get here?
You know, it's really funny because I'm trying to be very gentle with you because you said that you're a prude.
Oh, it's okay. Let it rip.
I think. But what I wanted to tell you is, you know, our new state of affairs is so new. In our evolutionary prehistory, a lot of people like to look to chimps. And a lot of people say, oh, male chimps are violent. They sexually coerce females. They're a male-dominant society. Guess what? There's some new science about our even closer non-human primate relatives. Who can tell us even more about human evolution? Those are bonobos. Guess what? Bonobos are a female-dominant society. The female bonobos prefer to have social and sexual relations with each other. Mm. A male bonobo would never lift his hand against a female bonobo. Mm. And female bonobos sexually coerce male bonobos.
Ah.
So across the board in our evolutionary prehistory, among our closest relatives, relationships between males and females are very different from the relations that we have now. So I would say that if men have a little fear of women in their hearts sometimes, that might be some very old software in there.
Yeah, so I'm looking at my guys in the studio, at Frank and Al in the studio, the most confused look on their face. I'm telling you.
They really have to read the book, because when you read about the truth, about the origins of female sexuality. Our current state of affairs looks very strange and very recent and very hard to understand.
Well, in your book, you talk about female infidelity. So often it seems like men are portrayed as the ones who cheat, but that's not always the case, is it?
That is not always the case at all. We have two big lies that we've told each other and ourselves and that science has told us. The first lie is that men have stronger libidos and that androgen and testosterone are the main drivers of our sexual desire. Turns out if we measure desire the right way, if we measure this thing called triggered desire, which women tend to have, versus spontaneous desire, which men tend to have, men and women have equally strong libidos.
Hmm.
The second big new truth about human sexuality is that we've been taught that monogamy is so much easier for women and that men really struggle with monogamy because, you know, they evolved to spread their seed. Guess what? The newer science is showing us, whether it's sex research or primatology or anthropology, that worldwide female infidelity is normative. In a survey of 133 societies, there wasn't a single one without female infidelity. It happens even in places where women die for it. And what we know from the sex research closer to home is that women struggle with monogamy in the aggregate probably more than men do. But what happens is they tend to shut down after a couple years of monogamy and think, well, I just don't like sex anymore.
Oh, boy,
It's not that they don't like sex anymore, Joe. Mm. It's that women need variety and novelty of sexual experience every bit as much as men do, and probably more.
Warm in the studio here. Hi.
Yeah, we need to address that. We need to address
too early,
reality,
I'll tell you.
Right?
Yeah.
Women, that when we're allowed to be, women are sexually adventurous and perhaps even more so than men, according to the news.
But as a guy, you're afraid to do anything anymore because you're going to hear about it in a court of law or at a hearing when you're trying to be a Supreme Court justice. Did Dr. Ford, let's take Dr. Ford, because I have to be very gentle here. We have to be very gentle with that, certainly as guys. Mm. And I saw it, and she, you know, I feel for her. Whatever happened to her sure happened to her. There were so many holes in her testimony, and I don't know how credible she was, but God forbid I say that, Dr. Martin. What was your take on the Dr. Ford testimony?
I didn't watch it closely enough, but I will say that, you know, again, through the lens of anthropology, what was really interesting to me is that we have come to this place in our culture, and I have to wonder how things would be if little boys in our culture were raised to know about how extensive the female clitoris is, if they were raised to know how amazing female sexuality is. And what if little boys were raised to think, well, my job really, when it comes to sexuality, is to give women pleasure, to figure out whether they want me to do that and how to do it. I think if we had that emphasis in our culture, which in other cultures, there is that emphasis. We would find ourselves in a very different place. So really, again, like I said, anthropology is kind of a weird way to view the world. But when I look through the lens of anthropology at what was happening at the Kavanaugh hearings, I think about that. I think about how, you know, when we talk about assault, and I do know that all the senators, Democratic and Republican, said that they felt that Dr. Ford was credible. I know that when we talk about assault and how it does seem to be surprisingly common here that women experience sexual assault or harassment, it does seem to be quite common. I think about how new that is and how it's not natural to the human animal. It's something that really started in the last 10,000 years.
Yeah, so what you got to, I would be curious to see what you thought about that testimony. Hey, Dr. Wednesday Martin, where can we go to learn more about your book? And please...
Please go to my website, okay. WednesdayMartin.com, or you can get it at Amazon or from your favorite indie bookseller. It's out there, and
Untrue.
It's creating a commotion.
Yeah. Thank you. We're going to just kind of we're going to dab ourselves down. We're sweating. But it's a, Dr. Martin,
cool
thank
down,
you.
Cool down, guys.
There it is. Thank you, Dr. Wednesday Martin.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, indeed. Untrue is the name of the book. Appreciate it very much. You know, now I know. Wife out. Now I know why Marana booked the Dr.
Oh, yeah.
Now I know.
Right.
How many times can you? I don't even want to say the words you
need
said.
Some water? You all right?
I'll tell you, it's all right now. You know,
I was waiting for you to say back to you Thursday.
yeah, it's like everything seemed to go back to the sexual kind of situation. And I'm afraid to say anything now. I'm afraid to say anything. Marginally inappropriate.
Hi.
Marginally anything about you can't say that to a woman. You can't say so. Like I just I you can't the compliment.
You're right there.
It's a compliment, Frank. So that was interesting.
I thought it was very interesting. Actually, I thought you did a very very interesting job in terms of getting to the bottom.
If it was satellite. If it was satellite radio, I could
have... No, but you know what? The point that that she raises in her book, and I'm glad that you brought out...
What is the point that she's raising in her book,
No, is how common female infidelity is. Because the media has so often kind of portrayed us as...
She could have used the C
men,
word a couple more times.
Yeah, well, no, she didn't use the C word.
Not that C word.
Right.
But well, it was a C word.
Yeah, but so is chair, right?
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But, you know, a lot of times the media portray a situation where men are always lecherous, adulterous, and they're always the one at fault whenever a relationship goes awry. But as her research indicates in this book with 30 different experts, that's not always the case. There's women being... I was waiting for you to mention.
Obviously, there's fault on both sides.
Well, no. There's desire on both sides, right? But, you know...
But if you're in a marriage and you cheat, there's a fault.
If you
there.
Go watch on television...
With platonic friends.
Right, exactly.
What are you alleging?
But if you go on television, or if watch on television or in motion pictures, the number of relationships that portray the husband as being unfaithful as opposed to the wife, I think it would be staggering.
Yeah.
So what she did in this book, interviewed 30 different experts and said, no, that's not the case, here's why.
I know, I got cheated on, man.
I know.
And I want to go to court. You want to go to court and you go, but Your Honor, she cheated on me. You can't even bring it up. You can't bring it up, but I wonder if it was the other way around. I wonder what would have happened in a court of law. Yeah, and also, I always say, whoever cheats should pay the price. And if you're a guy and you end up cheating on your wife, you should pay massive amounts of lifetime alimony because you know what? You cheated on your wife. Boom. But if it works the other way around, I got to pay now because she cheated. Now there's no fault. I don't know about this no fault divorce situation, but the point of the matter is this book is very interesting, Untrue by Dr. Wednesday Martin, because I can't say anything if I compliment a woman. I have to do the caveat. And even if I've known the woman, can I say something here that may appear to be like a compliment? I am not coming on to you. I am just paying you a general compliment. You have to be so careful now.
I would come up with a business card that you can hand them.
Oh, that's a funny idea.
That's very generic.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
I think you look. I think your outfit looks lovely. My name is Joe Piscopo. Pleased to meet you. And you just hand that card.
The Israeli
this
girl.
Way that there's...
Can we talk about the Israeli girl? She comes.
You can.
It would have been.
We didn't meet her.
No,
so.
She was absolutely lovely, and I was moving, and I was going where I was going. Now I could have stopped, and I could have said, wow, hi, look, here's my number. I can't say that.
Right.
I can't say it. I walk away.
Your phone doesn't work most of the time anyway, so I walk away from it.
You can't. Look where we are in our society. Mm-hmm. I don't even go there. And what? I just don't even want to go there because I'm going to, oh, Episcopo did this, he said this. No, stop it. Crazy. That very interesting book. Very interesting guest. Let me grab a couple calls. Look at the time.
We're late.
I know. Matt's been waiting for so long. Matt, I am so sorry to keep you waiting, my brother. We got a couple seconds. What's on your mind, man?
Thank you, Joe. It's the New Jersey State Police Chiefs being against Governor Murphy's dangerous plan to legalize retail marijuana, not medical, because police are warning that states like Colorado have seen traffic deaths and injuries double.
Yep, you're right.
Pedestrian deaths up. Crime up. Joe, one last thing.
Yes, sir.
Hospitalizations of young people and children because the high-potency THC is being infused into gummy bears and other candy.
Yeah, you're right. Matt, right on the money. Right. Matt saying, no, don't. They want to legalize marijuana in Jersey. I think it is just the worst thing. It's a train wreck waiting to happen. God forgive me. But you're absolutely right. How does law enforcement do this? And I talk about two things, and we'll come back to it. It's concealed weapons in Jersey, which I think you should be able to carry what the heck you want. I'm one of those guys, you know. But also marijuana. It's like, let's ask law enforcement officials and the chiefs of police across the state, what do you think? Because they have to deal with this. And on marijuana, how is a cop supposed to deal with somebody high? Are you high? Are you not high? It's a nightmare waiting to happen. They shouldn't even think about it in the state of New Jersey. 921 with Joe on the radio. Susie's out there. Susie, how are we doing outside the Lincoln Tunnel, dare I ask?
Yeah, well, that's gone, Joe. So that's some good news. The outbound Lincoln Tunnel, the accident on the Helix, long gone, but it's still about a 20-minute delay. The inbound Lincoln is about 30-35. And at the Holland, 25 from either approach, the inbound George, 30 for the upper, 20 for the lower. So it is getting a little bit better out there. Some new issues, an accident on the Van Wyck northbound north of the LIE. At least one lane is blocked. Bell Parkway westbound at Lefferts Boulevard, that's a crash. Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound, lower level. An accident has the right lane blocked. Alternate side, suspended meters in effect. Parkway southbound delays, 151 to 147. The accident is gone. Two lanes are out now on 22 eastbound Springfield Road. That is a little bit of better news. Not better news in Putnam. Still status quo. An accident investigation is 84 eastbound shutdown exit 17 to exit 18. Minor delays on the throughway south on exit 12 into Westchester. And watch out for a crash on the LIE westbound at Glen Cove Road. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You may know me as a comic with a knack for punchlines, but today I have a serious message. Like me, you probably know a relative, a friend, or a coworker whose life has been upended by cancer. You yourself may be facing cancer like I did, but fighting cancer doesn't have to be done alone. At Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth, dedicated and experienced oncologists and skilled nurses stand beside patients all the way, from diagnosis through treatment. The entire staff works together to devise the most effective range of treatment therapies for each and every patient. Cancer Care Navigators help patients manage all the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of living with cancer. And in a caring, compassionate, and uplifting setting, Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center brings a comforting and targeted approach to cancer care. So take a moment to call the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center at 908-994-8000 to get more information about cancer care delivered with the whole patient in mind. 908-994-8000.
Adoption changes lives and answers the cry of the orphan for a loving, forever family. But the cost of adoption can mean many willing families are unable to afford to bring an orphan into their family. The Eric Kobe Adoption Fund, created in loving memory of an adoptive father of three, seeks to provide financial grants for families. But it can only be done with support. Would you like to learn how you can partner with them in this effort? Please come on November 17th to the Soiree in the South Pacific to raise awareness and funds for the Eric Kobe Adoption Fund. For more information, please visit nomoreorphans.org and help make the simple dream for a family come true for an orphan. That's nomoreorphans.org. nomoreorphans.org.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smart way to buy.
Smartlock.com Studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Eric Metaxas. A show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio, 925 on AM 970, The Answer, around the United States of America, around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. Kevin Jackson is one of the brightest fellas that I know. Great guy, great family man and a dear friend. And as you know, Fox lets him go. He's a Fox News contributor. He was great on Fox. Everybody said, Kevin Jackson should have his own show on Fox. Lo and behold, he gets whacked. And, man, you don't want to miss what Kevin has to say right now on Radio Piscopo, live from New York. Kevin, welcome to the show, brother. You got these airwaves anytime, my friend.
All right, Joe. Hey, they told me I was getting made, man, and they put a bullet in my brain. can you relate to that, you Paisan?
Go ahead. Make a mafia reference. I don't mind. You know what? Let it rip. Honestly, we're so sensitive anymore. I get into trouble this morning for saying, you know, Matt Damon was funny as Judge Kavanaugh. I support Kavanaugh. I think he's going through hell, but it's funny if they satirize him.
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. But, you know, look, I get it. You're exactly right. We got to be able to laugh about this stuff. I think right now for us, it's too sensitive because, yeah, I don't know how you feel, but I would venture to tell you most of the men in the audience, you better be afraid.
Yeah,
because you watched an 80-year-plus-old icon by the name of Bill Cosby, who probably never thought he'd spend a day in his life in prison, and he sits in prison over 40, 50-year-ago allegations. How far do they got to go back on you, Joe? How far do they got to go back on me to find some, and you want me to use the word, you know, some lying, you know, piece of crap, leftist feminist, who will say whatever they pay them to say or do? We are watching men be ruined over this nonsense. And you mentioned in one of your advertisers, you say something like everybody's getting smarter these days.
Yeah.
Not true. Fox is dumb. Leftists are dumber these days. They're dumbing down the rest of America to make people believe that men are like leftist men.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the guys that listen to you, me, our shows, these are stand-up fellas. They raise amazing daughters. They raise even more amazing sons. And these are the men that go out into the world and treat women with respect, understand them. And I will tell you, I know BS when I smell it. If you want to tell me that you ask a woman, how do you know it was Kavanaugh? And she talks about epinephrine and norepinephrine and dopamine and all that crap. I will tell you that is a liar.
I've had
friends who are victims of sexual assault. I had a girlfriend who was a victim of a sexual assault, and she couldn't even get the words out of her mouth, you know, about who it was and how it happened and all that.
Yeah,
it was
was
an absolute cry fest among all of us. Every time I heard the story, and it infuriated me because I can't imagine somebody doing that kind of evil to a woman. But I'll tell you this: I watched that lying piece of crap on TV trying to convict a great man all because of political nonsense and shenanigans of the Democrats. And if you think that I'm going to sit by and do that, I'm not going to do it. And here's what's funny, Joe, and I'll just give you a little inside baseball. I could have said something to save my job. Fox was like, hey, you want to say this or do that?
Oh, hell no. No, wait, tell us about that, Kevin, really.
I'm not going to give into any more inside baseball than that, but I'll tell you this.
Yeah,
I could still have a job at Fox if I wanted to say the right thing. I don't need to say the right thing.
Wow.
I said what it took to protect my sons who, through some innocent little thing they do at the age of 15 or 17, could come back to bite them because my kids are good kids that are rising in the ranks of what they do. I'm not going to let some, you know, PC BS Me Too movement nonsense. It should be dedicated to nothing but leftist men like Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey and those guys.
Yeah,
leak
yeah,
over
yeah.
to condemn a guy like Kavanaugh, all because the Democrats have some funny little game they want to play with people's lives. This is a man's life that is impacting his daughters, the people around him who believe in him, and so on and so forth. And he's tainted, whether we like it or not. So anybody that calls me a sellout to say I don't stand on principle, kiss my black butt, because I know what I stand on, and that's what I stood for.
What ticked the fox off to let you go, or what or at least to,
I tweeted that some of the leftist
women, Kevin, I'm sorry, it's something you tweeted. You didn't even say it on Fox.
I didn't say it. I tweeted.
Wow.
I woke up and I said, I've watched this nonsense, and I said, just be clear, America. Yeah, I don't even know the details of it, but it was something along the lines of, there are far too many women who are nothing but leftist women who are lying skanks. I said some of them. I didn't say all.
Yeah.
And I certainly am not condemning any of the good conservative women that I know, because there's not a conservative woman I know who would accuse a man of doing what Kavanaugh did the way this woman is, this, you know,
yep.
vermin
yep.
is doing.
Yep. Yep.
So I called her what she is. And you can look up skank in the dictionary and see that if the shoe fits, stick it in your freaking mouth. So that's what I did. And then, you know, it was like, oh, say you didn't do it. Yeah, no, I did it. I did it.
Yeah,
and I proudly did
you
it.
You said that on our show last week, and I went, oh, my God. But you're Kevin Jackson. You say this stuff. And I got to tell you this, too. And we're on the air, and then there's you know, we're live as live can be, Kevin. So, but I got to tell you, as my friend, and be very frank with you, man, you should have a show on Fox. Were they afraid of you because you were an edgy black man? Is that, I mean.
You know, here's the thing, Joe. Everybody thinks of Fox as some end-all, be-all. Look. I got on Fox because I give my commentary unadulterated. It's who I am. And I think that's what made people gravitate to me in the audience. I think that there's a contingent at Fox, and I don't have any – look, I want to be clear. I don't have any problem with what Fox did. It's their business. They can do what they want to do.
Yeah.
But to think that that's what defines me is ridiculous. If Fox is – if their case is we don't want controversy, then fine. Don't have controversy. Don't, you know, I was told, and I think I told you this, they said they'd rather have me come on as a guest because then they don't have to, you know, deal with what I have to say. No problem. You know, renew my contract. That's what I'll do. But then, you know, can me over that, I think is pretty crass. But here's what got me. The person that commented said that my comment was reprehensible. And I was thinking, okay, well, you may disagree with the language. But to call it, to say we let Kevin go because we didn't agree with his comment, I'm cool with that. But to say it's reprehensible, no, it wasn't. It was the truth.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It
yeah.
makes me
yeah.
wonder, what do you consider reprehensible? Yeah. Now, here's what else I'll tell you, and I'm not condemning anybody. You know, I'm just going to tell you the way it is.
Yeah.
Ed Henry was hanging out with strippers while he was married, and he's got a show.
Oh boy.
You know, he hosts the weekend show at Fox.
Yeah,
We got Jesse Waters,
uh-oh.
Who just recently divorced his wife or is in the process, and he's hanging out with some young chick that he did. Now, see, I think there are many people that find that reprehensible, but I don't care. If that's what Fox decides they want to have on, congratulations to them. I'm not moralizing about Ed Henry or Jesse Waters, but don't call my comment reprehensible unless you want to point the finger at those two. So that's why I look at the double standard of this nonsense.
Well, you know what you did that was great? With the other networks reached out to you, Kevin Jackson, am I right? And they said, come on and bash Fox.
They wanted me to hammer Fox.
Yeah.
Look, I have respect. Fox has a mostly, you know, it's women at the top. I'm not going to name who they are, but they're great ladies. I've spoken to them many times. You know, I'm not going to go into detail, but the point is I have utmost respect for these women, powerful women. I think that their political motivations may differ from mine a bit. But again, I don't care. What I say to them, I can get along with you, whatever your political persuasion is, but I'm not going to be, you know, you're not going to tell me what to say. You have control of the purse strings. And I, as I said to them, you can keep your money. If you think you're going to tell me what to say, keep your freaking money. I don't care. Because the important thing is that men are being pilloried. They are being demonized
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
And if we continue to let this go, yeah. how far is it going to go?
Yeah.
So what I say to the entire audience is this, and now this is my leave behind. You can be 100% sure that I'm willing to sacrifice a paycheck on principle. There is no doubt about that. And so if you want to know who to support, who to look at the projects that we're doing, and what, you know, why did I make my film Bleeding Blue? Because it was going to endear me with the brothers?
Yeah.
No, I made it because it was going to help bridge the gap between police officers and black folks and hopefully get fewer people killed on both sides of it. Now, if you don't like that, go straight to AT Double Crooked Socks, because I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
You know, I get people writing me, oh, you pro cop, you know, be this and all, and Step and Fetch and Uncle Tom. Call me whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I do. Fox isn't going to tell me what to do. Fox doesn't rule my life. I will not go bankrupt over Fox. Don't misunderstand me. I will miss the money, Joe. but it ain't that big of a deal. It isn't enough for me to miss it over my principal.
But they came to you and they said, oh, if you have a you do a caveat. If you say, well, I'm sorry or apologize.
I'm not going to speak to that. Here's what I will tell you. If I could have kept my job at Fox.
Wow. Yeah, but you know what? You could play the race card, man. Come on.
Come on, play the race card.
It's
funny because people
I'm a black man. I'm a black man, and I'm angry, man. Come on. Pull Maxine Waters, Kevin. Come on, man.
Eventually, they're going to have more than Harris Faulkner over there. But look, beautiful lady, totally professional.
Harris
and Harris
the best.
And I are completely different styles.
Yeah.
But here's what I will tell you.
Yeah.
There's a network of people out there, Joe, that are listening to me, that want to put something together that challenges Fox and all these other PC, you know,
cities. Yeah, yeah.
And they want people like me, is to use Jack Nicholson, guarding that line. You want me there, Joe. You need me on that line. you do. And you want somebody that's going to speak the truth. And there's a network that's going to be huge that comes out and does that. And they're going to be backed by people. They're not going to be backed by sponsors. One of the first thoughts that came through my mind when I did this was on my radio show. I was thinking, luckily I don't have a whole lot of sponsors on my radio show to lose. You know, because that's the next step is they go to attack your sponsors.
Yeah, I was hoping you could get a weekend or something at Fox, but it's a tenuous time. And what's happening with Dr. Ford, the holes in her argument, you know, when I saw that, and not to name call or anything, I'm sitting there going, whoa, whoa, whoa. No one questioned the whole, the airline stuff. No one questioned her saying, oh, I didn't hear from the Senate Judiciary Committee and Grassley 1,000 times, millions of Americans we heard her say, hey, we'll come to you. So very, very, a lot of holes in her argument. And
the holes in her testimony start with her own past where she was, you know, a party girl. And nobody questioned that.
See,
you know,
now, see what you just said, and I touched.
On the internet for her, Joe.
Yeah.
Go look at what they scrubbed.
Yeah, yeah. I touched on that this morning, but God forbid I say anything like that, and I'm going to be some sexist.
Oh, really?
Pig.
So let me say it for you. See, we're not supposed to talk about the fact that she was considered promiscuous. You know, party girl in her school, and had her track record was doing exactly what they're saying Kavanaugh did with her, but that was her track record. So
wow,
it's like the left they push things on you as to what they actually do.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, I don't care what her sexual proclivities were. I don't care if she drank till she was stinking drunk. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
What matters is you can't bring it up in order to talk about it in defense of a guy who says, look, I don't even know who this chick is.
Yeah.
I don't know her.
Yeah. I got it. Kevin, listen, please come back soon. Come when you come to New York, please, let's get together. Give us first of all, where can we find you to listen to you? And number two, tell us about the police, the police movie.
KJRadio.com.
Okay.
And for those who want to support the film, BleedingBlueMovie.com.
All right. Kevin, great to hear from you. We're here for you, man. And thanks for calling this morning, my friend. Okay. Kevin Jackson right there, like no one else. 938 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're going to Big Al. He's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
67 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An Atlantic County man is dead after contracting a brain-eating amoeba from a wave pool at a resort in Texas. According to the Waco Tribune Herald, 29-year-old Fabrizio Stabile Ventor died of the rare illness at the Atlantic City Medical Center. BSR Cable Park Surf Resort has been shut down as a precaution as officials test the water. Swimmers can contract the infection via contaminated water that gets into their mouths or noses, and the amoeba then causes encephalitis and death within 18 days after infection. Get your perm, updo, or blowout ready because it's National Hair Day, the annual holiday made last year to celebrate styling tools and hair care products that keep you looking your best. By the time you're 65, you will have spent around 7 months of your life washing, drying, and styling your hair. Each person has between 100 and 150,000 strands on their head, and one strand is stronger than a copper wire. With so much hair, the coloring and styling possibilities are endless. In sports, the Yankees finished the regular season with a 10-2 loss to the Red Sox. They'll host a wild card game against the Oakland A's Wednesday at the stadium. Mets beat the Marlins 1-0. The Jets' losing streak now at 3 games following a 31-12 loss to the Jaguars. And Giants lost to the Saints at home 33-18. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Cloudy and 67 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Alternate side suspended meters in effect. Accident on the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound lower level in the right lane. Crash on the Belt Parkway westbound at Lefferts Boulevard. Another accident in Queens on the Van Wyck northbound north of the LIE. Inbound George 30 for the upper 20 at the lower. Inbound Lincoln 30, outbound Lincoln 20 from the earlier crash. In at the Holland 20 from either approach. Accident on 22 eastbound at Springfield Road. Two lanes are blocked. Throughway southbound. Minor delays, exit 12 into Westchester and Putnam. Accident still on 84 eastbound. It's shut down, exit 17 to 18. You're being diverted off eastbound at exit 17. And it's a crash on the LIE westbound at Glen Cove Road. Checking your forecast, a sun-cloud mix for today. Right now, the clouds seem to be winning with a high of 76. 67 tonight. Tuesday afternoon, rain with a high of 79. Wednesday, partly sunny and 75. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hi, this is Larry Elder for BestHotGrill.com. Not only do they have great grills, but also the best hot patio heaters. They are the nationwide distributor for Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters, the very best patio heater that you can get. The Bromic heaters use the same radiant burner technology as Solair infrared grills, and they heat up fast and keep you warm so you can enjoy your backyard grill and outdoor living spaces into the night and all year round. Bromic heaters have stylish, contemporary designs that fit perfectly in backyard and restaurant patios. They have gas and electric models to suit most insulation needs, remote controls, and a portable gas heater that directs the heat where you want it, not the bushes and walls like the mushroom heaters. For top quality performance and aesthetics, you want Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solair Infrared Grills. Get a free personalized sizing design at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Bromic Radiant Patio Heaters and Solair Infrared Grills at besthotgrill.com.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on parts and accessories. That's 20% off brake pads, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 942. Oy, look at the ghouls. Look at that lady. Help me. And what a morning. Happy Monday. Happy October. Hey, I got something for you. I got something for you. Route 22 Toyota. You know how I love Iggy at Route 22 Toyota? This is one. I tell you, he's one of the great guys on the planet. He really is. Iggy Giuffre. The whole Giuffre family is fantastic. I broke bread with them in Brooklyn. We had the best time ever. And they, of course, own Route 22 Toyota. So they have a great team over there in Chris and Johnny and Carmelo and Chester and Alex Cancella with the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And I just love to be able to tell you this every morning that when you could get something for free, you know, I like the word free. I'm a cheapo. What am I going to tell you? So you got 5 minutes. You know, I'm going to get, you know, look at me. It's 5 minutes. I'll give you the 950. It's 943 right now. Look at, I'm going to give you even more than 5 minutes because I love you. You know that. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes plus, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22.
1-800-332-2252 Toyota. Here is the number. Now, all European models are excluded, but here is the number. 855-621-9949. You get free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. And when you're over there, you'll meet Alex, you'll meet Carmelo, you'll meet Chester. You're going to see the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. You'll go by the brand new state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You're going to love the cars in there. I'm a car geek. I love cars. And Route 22 Toyota is a great showroom. So when you get your free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, talk to the folks at Route 22, the family at Route 22 Toyota, about a great deal. You know you want a new car. So start with this, please. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Jump on the phone if you can. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Oh, it's Francis Albert. It's about time. This is for Marianne. This is for you, baby. Sing it, baby.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you.
Mr. Sinatra, nobody better. 9:45 with Joe on the radio. Let me go to Justin if I can. Justin, good morning. Thank you for waiting. What is on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, great show as always. I'm fully in agreement with Kevin Jackson, but I just wanted to add something quickly.
Yes, please.
Basically, the Kavanaugh hearing to me was an inquisition. It was despicable what they did to this man.
Yeah,
I found it was a first-class acting job by Dr. Ford. Maybe something did happen in the past, but I don't think it had anything to do with him personally. I think she's being used by as a pawn by the Democrats in terms of trying to bring him down, but surreptitiously trying to bring down the presidency as well as dividing our country, either through the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, or political party lines.
Yep.
What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Justin. Right on the money. Every single thing you said. Political takedown, unnecessary, rude, character assassination. I don't think Dr. Ford, I mean, I feel for her more than I could tell you. She's a troubled gal. It was not credible. The Rachel Mitchell situation. I could laugh about it, like we talked about Maria earlier, if they're going to make fun of it on Saturday Night Live, sure, but it would be nice if they went to the other side in that regard. You're absolutely right. Let me go to Big Julie. How many radio shows got a guy named Big Julie? I mean, really. Big Julie, welcome back, buddy. How you doing this morning?
How are you, Joe? Good morning, Joe. Listen, it's great to be on your show. Thanks for picking up my call.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I just heard Kevin Jackson.
Yeah.
I want to thank Kevin Jackson for standing up and being the man that he is, because he's allowed to be a man.
Yes.
Especially, I was watching this lady, listening to this lady Wednesday morning.
Yes.
Now, the other thing is, the reason is, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You see, a lot of people don't like Donald Trump because he's allowed to be a man.
Yeah.
He likes to talk the way he does, and he tells it like it is.
Yeah.
And that's why the liberals don't like him.
Yeah.
Because he's allowed to be a man. That's why guys like me like Donald Trump. The other thing is, too. No, really. The other thing's true. That's why you like him, too, Joe.
Yeah,
you know it.
Yeah. I ain't arguing with you, Big Julie. Yeah, yeah.
Donald Trump ain't got no ED problem.
It's morons like that.
No, he's not.
It's morons like
that. No. No, you can't get it. Big Julie, I was afraid it was going to go further. Big Julie, right on the money. I do like Donald Trump. Do I like him because he's a man? I like him because he's true to his convictions. Yes, indeed. You're absolutely right, Big Julie. You're welcome anytime. That's great. But if I went further, I might have gotten into trouble. I think so. Can I go to Frank real quick? Frank, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, buddy?
Hey, Joe, how are you? I listen to you guys every single morning.
Thank you.
I just want to make 2 points.
Yes, sir.
Point one is, the thing that bothered me the most about the Brett Kavanaugh hearing was when Brett Kavanaugh said that the only thing I love more than the law is coaching my daughter's basketball and basketball itself. And he was asked not to coach that team anymore because of what's been happening.
Yeah.
And going back a couple of weeks ago, I don't mean to criticize them, but Frank Morano was complaining that everybody on the Supreme Court came out of either Yale or Harvard University Law School, and everyone is the same, and everyone is stoic. Yeah. But now Brett Kavanaugh showed that he was human. He had a human side to him.
Yeah.
How many federal judges you really think coach their daughters' basketball teams or have the time or make the time to do that? And now we actually have a guy who's a human being getting appointed to the Supreme Court, and they're taking him down.
All right. Frank, thank you. Well, on Frank's behalf, and Frank is right here, but Judge Kavanaugh went to Harvard. Didn't he go to Harvard? Did he go to
Yale?
Yeah. Well, so to your point, Frank.
Yeah, exactly. No, he fits right in. I mean, that was my problem with Kavanaugh initially is, you know, I prefer someone that didn't come from the Court of Appeals, someone that didn't go to Harvard or Yale, someone that has a little bit more diversity of life experience and career experience. To his point, though, I mean, you know, I think that's what we want is people who, you know, aren't just from the same fishbowl.
Yeah, Frankie Five Boroughs right there. Selma, we got a couple seconds, but I wanted to get you on, my dear. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Morano. Shame on you for making fun of the feminine side of that judge. Furthermore, fake news. I hate to say this, 20 years from now, someone will write a memoir saying how Miss Mitchell was right on target. She framed the issue so well. I was a medical malpractice attorney, defense and plaintiff. She framed the issues. She set that woman up in such a way, without being offensive, without being obnoxious, she set her up, asking her the question, showing her the poster, who brought you there, how far you were.
Yeah.
Make yourself available and change your testimony if you want.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah.
The woman set her up.
Yeah, you're right. Selma, you're right. And thank you. But I got to stick up for Frankie. What did you say now?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure I did something wrong.
Why is Frankie getting the blame for everything?
I'll own it.
No, but what did you say about Dr. Martin?
I don't know. I don't know.
Say it.
Feel free to take whatever issues anybody has out on me. You know, Bob Grant used to do once a year, Get At Grant, where he would do just 3 or 4 hours.
Get off my phone.
No. He wouldn't do it. He would just do 3 or 4 hours and letting the callers beat up on him.
We should go Get Frank.
Yes. We'll do Get At Frank.
Get Frank.
The Gaff Hour.
All right. We got to go to traffic, but we have a dinner, and the whole dinner is in complete disarray because of Al's schedule.
Not my fault. Oh, no. We got to talk about this when we come back.
All right.
I think we should reschedule. Al should come.
We can work around Al.
Exactly.
Let's go where Al's taking Jennifer.
Perfect.
Can we go to traffic now?
Invade them at the.
Can we get Susie to come in Al's
Susie's
place?
Definitely come. Susie could replace Al. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like absolutely. She can take my place. No problem.
But she's so pleasant, though.
Susie's going to be hosting the beer cast going forward.
Susie, when you go, though, you have to be angry like me.
That won't be a problem.
No.
That will not be a problem.
Susie Cerrone in for Debbie Duhaime. Love having you with us, Susie. How are we doing this morning?
Thanks, guys. Well, some better news out there. I'd like to start with some good news once in a while. The accident on the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn-bound lower level, is gone. The accident cleared on the Belt Parkway westbound at Lefferts Boulevard. Still this accident in Queens on the Van Wyck northbound north of the LIE. That's at least a 20-minute delay. Alternate signs suspended, meters in effect. Gridlock alert day. Thank you. It's the last day of the UN General Assembly being in session. Inbound George, 25 for the upper, 15 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln, 30. Outbound Lincoln, 20 from that earlier accident. Everything's open, though. In at the Holland, 20 for either approach. Pretty bad accident in Springfield, 22 eastbound at Springfield Road. Two lanes are blocked. The throughway is clear, but still this problem in Putnam. An accident investigation, 84 eastbound is still shut down, 17 to 18. If you're not familiar with the area, don't sweat it. A detour is in effect. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Attention, homeowners. Do you need cash to consolidate high-interest credit card payments or pay college tuition? Looking to finance home improvements without paying out of pocket? You've worked hard building up the equity in your home, and Total Mortgage can help you access it at some of the lowest available interest rates. If you are current on your mortgage payments but struggling with other debts, you need to call Total Mortgage right now at 1-800-400-7215. You can have the money you need in as little as 7 business days. Best of all, we'll consider every request, regardless of your credit score. Again, homeowners homeowners can now get cash for any reason, like paying off high-interest credit card debt, college tuition, or even home improvements. This Quick Cash for Homeowners program may only be available for a limited time. To find out for free how much cash you qualify for, call today. 1-800-400-7215. That's 1-800-400-7215. 1-800-400-7215. Total Mortgage Services, LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 2764. Not available in all states. Additional restrictions may apply. Offers subject to eligibility. Not all who call will qualify. Call for terms and conditions.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Trinity Christian School, Trivium Academy of New Jersey, Timothy Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. Go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A mix of sun and clouds today, warm and more humid this afternoon with a high of 76. There can be a shower in places to the north and northeast of the city this afternoon and this evening. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy and mild tonight with a low near 67 in Midtown, about 60 in many suburbs. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, warm and humid. Watch out for a shower or two during the afternoon and evening hours. Maybe a thunderstorm, the high 79. For Wednesday, partly sunny, high 75. AM 970, The Answer.
Hold fast, boys. Yeah. We got 5 minutes, man. We're going to make it. We're going to make it.
Thank God there isn't a microphone on in here. We're in the break. I mean, really. Wow.
It's all good. It's all good. What spot?
Let's
in my
go
hand?
On a boat.
The one in my hand?
No. Yeah.
Hey, you know, we love France. Such a glad. That was a good impression.
Sound effect. That's good.
I should do this for my kids. You want Kermit the Frog? We could do anything. You all think it.
Hi there. Kermit the Frog for Friends Touch Up Class. Come on.
Oh, my Lord. Ooh, that's going to be a long 4 minutes what time is it? 10 o'clock. Thank you. By the way, Mike Gallagher on at 10:05. By the way, Friends Touch Up Class. You know, this is what, if you have got a corporate event, I do a lot of corporate shows, and we go out and I do corporate shows for corporations. It really is where you have the show that makes a difference. I would call Friends Touch a Class. If you have a business or you want to entertain clients, Friends Touch a Class. Boom! I'm just saying, on a yacht going around Manhattan, this is what Mr. Crowley does with our sponsors. And it's great. It's a great way to say thank you to the folks kind enough to advertise on AM 970 The Answer and the Mission, WMCA. They're great folks. We have a great family. You're on this boat. They make the rolls. You said they make the
rolls right on board.
Right on board.
Yeah, other boats, they buy them from somewhere else.
Yeah, well, listen, Captain Fred is there. What a great guy.
Oh, unbelievable.
On the Atlantis, we were on the Atlantis. Right. I would suggest the Atlantis. I would suggest France Touch a Class. They could accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. And again, if a private yacht is not in your budget, how about a deck charter, a private deck charter? Franz yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, anniversary, wedding, a birthday. But particularly, I was thinking always about a corporate event. A friend does it. She is so wonderful to work with. Could you please call 212-385-9400, just like that. 212-385-9400, or you can go to FranzTouchOfClass.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
What is this, 1920 all of a sudden?
No, this is Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. So long, farewell, goodbye.
I love
it. End of the show.
This is it. This is the end of the show.
That's it.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
What are we doing about the dinner now? Al can't make it on Friday.
Going.
We're supposed to go. You can't go because you're with Jennifer,
right.
So which is great that you're with your wife.
No, it's not.
So,
not to you, at least.
No,
you want to see marital discord and strife. I understand. Okay.
I think we should go where Al and Jennifer are having dinner. I think we should go invade their space.
Creepiest night ever.
With the whole station.
Hey, what's going on?
So we don't know what's going up. Al doesn't make it. Do we have the dinner?
We have a phone call on this subject right after the
show. No, we don't. Oh,
this is the most riveting news of the day. Yeah, really. Frankie, great show. Thank you for producing such a great show.
Pleasure.
And we always appreciate it, Frankie. Five boroughs. I know it ain't easy. Al, I love you. You can't talk into Friday?
No.
Bring Jennifer.
Nope.
No. I showed up at all.
Nice day.
Okay. We'll work it out. You know what? We have riveting issues like this tomorrow morning on Piscopo in the Morning. We're coming back then. Meantime, make it a great day because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.